welcome to Come All Ye. Bruce Cameron's my name, and this is a music program. It's more specifically, usually folk music. So I hope you'll stick around for the whole program today. There's some interesting material. I hope you agree. First one comes from a Welsh duo called Tangle Jack, an album called The Ragged Edge. It's a song called You've Never Had It So Good. And that's a phrase that's been used ever since just after the Second World War. The United States Democratic Party used it just after the Second World War, I guess in relation to Harry Truman's period as president. But it's probably better known when, or became better known when Harold Macmillan was Prime Minister of the UK, and he gave that comment at a time when people weren't all that sure that they had never had it so good. So there was some dispute about that. Well, here it's turned up again, and Tangle Jack have used it in a song that's really a song of protest at the way Boris Johnson's Conservative government in the UK handled the COVID crisis. It's a comparatively recent album post-COVID and post-Boris Johnson, thankfully. Crops up here on The Ragged Edge by Tangle Jack.
You've never had it so good. You don't know how lucky you are. Just switch the heat off and don't fill up your car. Work all day, inflation docks your pay. Your weekend takeaway comes from a food bank. But they say these are the best days. They've never had it so good. We know how greedy they are. Big energy dividends yield champagne and caviar. Knees up during lockdown. Do as we say, not as we do. We're all in this together. We'll wake to the best of days. You never had it so good. Just don't get sick or ill. NHS is crumbling despite the weekly 350 mil. You've never had it so good. You got your country back. So board the Brexit bus and fly the Union Jack.
I was at a hospital the other night where I think there were actually a few coronavirus patients, and I shook hands with everyone. Behind the blithering idiot. Has anything to Peppa Pig World? The pig that looks like a hair drum. Peppa Pig World is very much my kind of place.
I want to say to him, Mr. Speaker, I want to say to him that I abhor bullying and abuse of power anywhere in Parliament, in this party, or in any other party.
They never had it so good. Bojo grins, doesn't frown. The nation's favorite clown levels you up to let you down. They've never had it so good. Red wall raised to the ground. Patriotic millionaires made a mint short in the pound. You never had it so good. You never had it so good. You've never ever had it so good. These are the best of days.
I am standing on on a rooftop with two cities down below. And they cannot see each other, but from here I can see both. I see a rapid growing process against the hum of daily life. I see a people against an empire. My family used to travel in bands across these hills, through the highlands and the valleys, until the interstates were built. To the indifferent teeth of progress went our entire way of life. We are a people against an empire. Sometimes I hold my head up, sometimes I let it fall. Sometimes my little brother throws stones across a wall. And sometimes the uniforms obeying orders open fire upon a people against an empire. I didn't build machine guns, I didn't program drones. I learned my mother's recipes, I looked after my home. And when my brother needed medicine and we couldn't get supplies, it was me that went across the checkpoint. And it looked just like a movie that I saw once from the States. The swimming pools, the houses, the parks and the cafes. I thought of home, how we get water for an hour every night. As a people against an empire. Now I'm walking through the border, territories occupied. Past the camps laid out like cities, past the Coca-Cola sign. Past the remnants of the whims of what some government decides. For a people against an empire. Once there was a rooftop with two cities down below. And they couldn't see each other, but from up there I could see both. Another relic of my childhood for archaeologists to find. I think I'm ready to be old now and to watch the world go by. But should anybody wonder where my loyalties lie? I am a person. I am a person. I am a person against an empire.
My goodness, we're starting off on a political theme, aren't we? Do you think I should change it? No? Good.
Don't you know they're talking about a revolution? It sounds like a whisper. Don't you know they're talking about a revolution? It sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know they're talking about a revolution? It sounds like a whisper. Poor people gonna rise up, get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. I said you better run. Talking about revolution, oh yeah. Finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about revolution, oh yeah. Standing in Medicare lines, trying to keep up with greed-fueled inflation. Tear gas for holding a BLM sign. driving all night to find a legal abortion. Don't you know they're talking about a revolution? It sounds like a whisper. And finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution, oh yeah. Finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about revolution, oh yeah. Talking about revolution, oh yeah. Talking about revolution, oh yeah. Talking about revolution, oh yeah.
That singer is Lou Dominguez, and you may have recognised that as a Tracy Chapman song, talking about a revolution. Before Lou Dominguez, we heard a singer-songwriter named Hannah Zara with her song People Against an Empire, sort of an imagined journey through refugee camps and so on. And opening the program, of course, I've told you already, you've never had it so good. You need to remember that. Who did that? Tangle Jack. That's right, Tangle Jack. We'll lighten the feeling a little bit, lighten the mood. This is Sarah Jane by Rebecca Fraser, who just happens to have been the first woman to have her photograph on the cover of Flat Picking Guitar magazine. Don't know why she... Well, I mean, I know why she deserved to, but it took them a fair while to have a female on the cover, didn't it? So just to spite them, I suppose, she is going to present Sarah Jane with Clawhammer Banjo. That's a bit more like it, isn't it? Something a little less confronting. Sarah Jane from a very good guitarist. She did play guitar on that track as well as banjo and as well as singing, of course. That's Rebecca Fraser. You're listening to Come All Ye. Now, what do you know about the bray harp? A bray harp, it's not a harp played by a donkey. That would be silly. This is Karen Marshallsea, who's a very well-respected Scottish harp player. She plays on this album The Road to Kennacraig, wire-strung clarsach, the gut-strung harp, and the bray harp. We're going to hear the Rhymer's March and McKinnon's Brook, The first one, The Rhymer's March, she writes, another of my tunes from my Thomas the Rhymer piece. So, Rhymer's March. This is what I imagined him to be playing as he sat on the Huntley Bank watching the Queen of Elfland approaching. This is a story set in about the 13th century. The tune that follows is a Strathspey, MacKinnon's Brook. The track features all three of these harps. Scotland's harps, you might say. The wire strings of the Highlands and Gaelic culture. The modern gut string harp with semitone levers, which made life a lot easier when that was introduced. And the bray harp from the Renaissance and Baroque periods, with the interesting and unique sound of the buzzing brays. And the brays, in this sense, are wooden pins touching the base of each string, used to amplify the sound and cut across the dance floor in those great halls in Scotland. This is Karen Marshalsey, who, among other claims to fame, is married to Robin Morton. He produced this album. Robin Morton was a member of the Battlefield Band in the early days, as well as Boys of the Loch. Distinctive, isn't it? That sound of the bray harp, it's almost like a sitar. Karen Marshalsey from an excellent album that she released early in 2024 called The Road to Kenner Craig. We'll certainly be hearing more from that album in future programs. Next on Come All Ye, The Lives We Lead. This is Pete Morton from an album called Fair Freedom.
Oh, what little lives we lead, spinning round at such great speed through the universe and time. Bright Phoebus, for us you shine. Without you we don't proceed. Oh, what little lives we lead. Great names carved on stones of grey, ego's bounty stole away. How the centuries they creep, narcissists, this water's deep. Human timelines plagued with greed, oh, what little lives we lead. Dreams of grandeur, battles fought, shining lights that burn to naught. Mighty ships that break and twist, all at sea in Neptune's mist. Through it all, we've simple need. Oh, what little lives we lead. Travelers see and travelers hear, in the forest of countless years. Unknown journeys, frightened eyes, wait for Thor's exploding skies, while muttering our ancient creed. Oh, what little lives we lead. Crops of plenty, words sublime, to please the king and drink the wine. The chosen in the garden walk, while Mercury just talks and talks. Still so many we can't feed. Oh, what little lives we lead. Oh, what mighty lives we lead. Through wind and rain we ride the steed, with consciousness to ring love's bell, change the world and break the spell. With these impressions we succeed. Oh, what mighty lives we lead. Oh, what mighty lives we lead. Oh, what mighty lives we lead.
Pete Morton, he crops up on this program from time to time, mostly with his own material, including that one, Lives We Lead, from his album Fair Freedom. You're listening to Come All Ye, and it's time to introduce you to the featured album. I think we'll get into it. Rachel Davis and Darren McMullen are a duo in music and in life from Cape Breton Island in Nova Scotia. They've been members of a group called Coig, C-O-I-G, and I think they've been on the program before. They also accompany artists in Canada such as David Francie. So the featured album is called Home, and it highlights the pair's outstanding musicianship and vocals. So there's some traditional tunes and songs and some original co-writes by these two. We'll open their contribution to the program with a track called Long House. Rachel Davis plays fiddle and sings, and Darren McMullen, who also sings, plays guitar and mandola. Thank you. there's the opening track from the featured album on the program today. The album is called Home. It comes to us from Rachel Davis, a fine fiddle player and award-winning singer, and Darren McMullen, her partner in music and life, who plays guitar and sings and, according to the sleeve notes, plays mandola. But that sounded very much like a banjo, didn't it? A tune called Longhouse. More from them in just a little while. Now, have you read Laurie Lee's trilogy about the lead-up to the Spanish Civil War? Laurie Lee was an author who was travelling in Europe, just sort of wandering around Spain and having a good time. You might be familiar with at least one of his books, Cider with Rosie. Well, this next song, called Rude Spanish Soil, was inspired by the second book in the trilogy, called As I Walked Out One Midsummer Morning, a narrative about the traveller in a foreign land with the threat of the Spanish Civil War hanging heavy. The third book in the trilogy, just for your interest, is called A Moment of War. And although he was tending to downplay his involvement in all this stuff, Laurie Lee was in the international brigades during the Spanish Civil War. It's kind of semi-autobiographical, but he might have just made it all up. He said that he had a lot of diaries that were stolen. Yeah, right. Maybe, maybe not. That was Laurie Lee. This is a group called Dallahan from an album called Speak of the Devil, Rude Spanish Soil.
Eyes open wide and a fiddle in hand and a feverish call to east. Beloved but worn for the place I was born, and upon the wide world I will feast. With a love that burns for these earthly times. My comforts, they've vanished, I've followed the coast to the city of London by foot. Soil on this rude Spanish soil, but I cover much ground in a day. The height of her summer, Galicia found me still eager for what was to come. As a tramp, I was second to none. With a love that burns for these earthly times. Made my way south, there was talk of a war. Revolution was hot in the air. But falling in love with this land and its folk, which soon with a fist I declare. As my feet gladly toil on this rude Spanish soil, might I cover much ground in a day. like the fire within. As my feet gladly toil on this smooth Spanish soil, might I cover much ground in a day. As my feet gladly toil on this smooth Spanish soil, might I cover much ground in a day.
Called, on this album anyway, Black Mare of Fannett. The album is called Out West. It was recorded with the help of the National Library of Australia, bless them, by Rob Zielinski and Mick Doherty. Rob Zielinski comes from Western Australia. In fact, he rehairs my daughter's fiddle bow. He also makes violins, I believe. I'm not sure whether he plays any on this particular album, but Mick Doherty, or Doherty perhaps, comes from Donegal, came from a tinker family, and Rob Zielinski spent 14 years in the west of Ireland learning fiddling, came back, and Mick Doherty was living in Perth, and they recorded, with the help of the National Library of Australia in Canberra, this album called Out West. So the Black Mare of Fannett, in a very distinctive Donegal style, might I suggest. I'm going to play a couple of tracks now from the first album, I think, by a group called the Easy Club, who were very good. We'll hear a song called the Old Tune Shuffle. The Old Tune, of course, is the older part of Edinburgh. Then a jazzy sort of instrumental. Well, the song's fairly jazzy as well, but medley of the Arnish Light and the Ostrich. And then it'll be time for another one from the featured album. This is the Old Tune Shuffle and the Arnish Light plus the Ostrich from the Easy Club.
Edinburgh Tune has a fine distinction. Edinburgh Tune gets a nice abuse. Everybody knows when the east wind up and blows, Edinburgh tunes reduced to two conditions that could be described as the Hobden Shuffle and the Newtown Strike. So cast a canny eye on the Southside swagger. Don't be taken in by the Newtown taste. Edinburghton wears a wig above a goon, faith above a bib and brace. But don't mistake it for Jekyll and Hyde. It's the Hobden Shuffle and the Newtown Strike. Shuffle and the Newtown Stride, they walk round hand in hand. But when the Hobden ruffles up the Newtown's pride, that's when the shit hits the fan. Check the office clerk in his two-piece pinstripe, lounging round the mound like a cat in heat. In the public eye, wheeling buttons on his fly, he's the Prince of Prince's Street. Find him funny, well, joking aside, he's the Hobden Shuffle and the Newtown Stride. And see the slinky legs by the sink stays, mentally safe beneath the tweeds of a jailer's bride, who never had a voice, never knew she had a choice, never got to play outside. Either ugly sisters, poverty and pride, there they all turn shuffle and the Newtown Stride. Because the all turn shuffle and the Newtown Stride walk round hand in hand. But when the all turn ruffles up the Newtown's pride, that's when the shit hits the face of the fan.
Oh yes, complete with walking bass. That was the Ostrich and the Arnish Light. But not in that order. From a wonderful group called the Easy Club. And before that instrumental, we heard the Old Tune Shuffle and the New Tone Strayed, a song about Edinburgh. In a way, I won't bore you with details about the Old Tune and the New Tune, other than to say until they built a bridge across what was a bit of a swamp, then later Waverley Railway Station, the two were very separate. The Old Tune Shuffle and the New Tone Strayed describe how people responded to living in that part of the world. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, Community Radio in the Central West. Another one from the featured album, this time a song featuring Rachel Davis's voice. It's composed by an expatriate Scot, Archie Fisher. Comes from a very well-known family of the Fishers. But he's been living in Canada for many years. This is The River and the Road from the featured album by Rachel Davis and Darren McMullen, who come from Cape Breton Island, Nova Scotia. The album is called Home. Rachel Davis and Darren McMullen from the album Home. Rachel Davis singing a song composed by Archie Fisher, long-time resident of Canada, from Scotland originally, The River and the Road. I'm going to play two tracks by Alan Musgrove and Robert Stevens, who perform as The Pie Eaters. What a good name for a duo, The Pie Eaters. I can't say I remember seeing Robert Stevens, but I know Alan Musgrove quite well, and he looks like he's eaten a few pies in his day. This is from their album Bonza. When you give our tuppence back, Charlie Dear, which has a very strong reference to the central west of New South Wales. It relates to a strike in Lithgow many years ago. And we'll follow the song with a set of tunes. Tom Walsh's Polka Mazurka, the Tea Tree Waltz, and John McKinnon's Mazurka. Alan Musgrove and Robert Stevens.
Strike time in the dear old Lithgow Valley. The men on strike intend to do their best. A few scabs round the tyrant seem to rally, but there's not a spark of manhood in their breast. When the tyrant said he'd take us down for tuppence, like a spirit, each man seemed to disappear. As they bid farewell, they added, "We'll return again when you give our tuppence back, Charlie." Tuppence back, Charlie dear. We can then return to work with conscience clear. But as heaven's sky is blue, we will never work for you till you give our tuppence back, Charlie dear. As we wander up and down old Lithgow Valley, the scenes of strife and want must give us pain. But they're standing for their rights like men of honour. Let us hope the struggle will not be in vain. Sad to see scabs working there. They'd be better in the churchyard safely sleeping instead of being scabs for Charlie dear. When you give our tuppence back, Charlie dear, turn to work with conscience clear. But as heaven's sky is blue, we will never work for you till you give our tuppence back, Charlie dear, Charlie dear. Till you give our tuppence back, Charlie dear. Thank you.
is a pretty tune. That's John McKinnon's Mazurka. The other two in that set, Tom Walsh's Polka Mazurka and the Tea Tree Waltz. And starting that pair of tracks, a song called When You Give Our Tuppence Back, Charlie Dear. That's by the Pie Eaters. Alan Musgrove playing fiddle, mandolin, five-string banjo and vocals. Robert Stevens, piano, accordion, stomp box and vocals. When You Give Our Tuppence Back, Charlie Dear, of course, is a parody. You might have even been familiar with the original, When the Sheep Are in the Fold, Jenny Dear. Maybe not. Anyway, that parody concerns the ironworkers' strike in Lithgow in 1911. Charlie Hoskins was Charlie Dear, and he owned the Lithgow Iron and Steel Works. In February 1911, the union petitioned for a wage rise of tuppence a week, and Charlie Dear responded by cutting their pay by tuppence. This displeased the workers considerably, and they began a strike which kept going for a year. There was scab labour brought in to work his blast furnace, and there was a big confrontation in August 1911. 90 police were there, and the scabs began goading the crowd and throwing rocks at them. The strikers breached the perimeter fence, overwhelmed the police, sacked the plant and burnt Hoskins' new Renault motor car. And all the while, Hoskins and his three sons took refuge in the engine room. And this event later became known as the Lithgow Riot.
Thank you. to jail. But there was always open season on me. Nobody needed no bail
down in Mississippi.
Group called the Red Hen String Band, the album Birds of a Feather, and a very spooky song and worrying song in many ways, Down in Mississippi, composed by J.B. Lenoir, who was born in Mississippi in 1929, and it's pretty much an autobiographical song, which the Red Hen String Band consider paints a chilling and artfully understated picture of the conditions in Jim Crow South. In 1949, J.B. Lenoir and his family fled to Chicago, where J.B. met Big Bill Brunsey and became part of the thriving northern blues scene. A song that's worthy of consideration, I think. That one, Down in Mississippi. Here's another one from the featured album, Rachel Davis and Darren McMullen with Dr. Eels.
Thank you.
Rachel Davis and Darren McMullen with Dr. Eels. They decided to invite a few other people onto the album, as is the way of most recording artists these days. And the major collaborator is Dave Gunning. He plays lots of different instruments. Others on the album include Margie Beaton playing piano, Thierry Clouet, bouzouki and foot percussion, and Zach Cormier, guitar and foot percussion as well. There's also some harmony singing from an English folk singer, Jackie Oates, who's on this program now and again, but she sings on one track only, and I don't think we'll have time for that one. So the featured album is called Home. Rachel Davis and Darren McMullen from Cape Breton Island in Nova Scotia. Here's a lullaby sung by Mary Black a long, long time ago when she was a member of a group called General Ombert. Mary Black, much younger when that album was released. She was singing with the group General Humbert, probably Humbert, it could be Humbert, but considering he was French, probably not. Recorded in 1976, that group included Mary Black, Steve Dunford, Shay Kavanagh, John Donegan and Rory Summers. Next on Come All Ye, we turn our attention to La Bottine Souriante from Quebec, an album from 2011, this one. And we'll hear The Real Calgary.
You got me running, going out of my mind. You got me thinking that I'm wasting my time. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no. You're late. I'll tell you once more before I get off the floor. Don't bring me down. You wanna stay out with your fancy friends. I'm telling you it's gonna be the end. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no. You're late. I'll tell you once more before I get off the floor. Don't bring me down. Don't bring me down, Bruce. Don't bring me down, Bruce. Don't bring me down, Bruce. Don't bring me down. The girl I used to know. You let your mind out somewhere down the road. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no. You're late. I'll tell you once more before I get off the floor. Don't bring me down. You're always talking about your crazy nights. One of these days you're gonna get it right. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no. You're late. I'll tell you once more before I get off the floor. Don't bring me down. You're looking good just like a snake in the grass. One of these days you're gonna break your glass. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no. You're late. I'll tell you once more before I get off the floor. Don't bring me down. You got me shaking, got me running away. You got me crawling after you every day. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no. I tell you once more before I get off the floor. Don't bring me down. I tell you once more before I get off the floor. Don't bring me down. I tell you once more before I get off the floor. Don't bring me down.
Well, I can guarantee that was not the track that I intended to play. It was the Bees, B-E-E-Z, who were performing at a Cobargo folk festival some years ago and contributed that song to a promotional album. Peter Hicks was also performing at the same festival and he contributed a somewhat different song to that one.
It's all for me job, me bloody, bloody job, just to make the boss an extra dollar. Since the award's been done away, they've cut me leave and cut me pay. Now the family and me must live in squalor. Where is me wife, me lovely, lovely wife, just to make the boss an extra dollar. Working 7 days a week, you know we hardly ever meet. Maybe I'll catch up with her tomorrow.
Oh, it's all for me job, me bloody, bloody job, just to make the boss an extra dollar. Since the award's been done away, they've cut me leave and cut me pay. Now the family and me must live in squalor.
Where are me kids, me lovely, lovely kids, just to make the boss an extra dollar. Since the last I saw them play, they've all grown up and moved away. If you come across them kindly, will you holler?
Oh, it's all for me job, me bloody, bloody job, just to make the boss an extra dollar. Since the award's been done away, they've cut me leave and cut me pay. Now the family and me must live in squalor.
I'm sick in the head, and I haven't been to bed. The doctor says I ought to take more slumber, but if I say I won't work back, then I'll get the bloody sack. Then across the western deserts I must wander.
Oh, it's all for me job, me bloody, bloody job, just to make the boss an extra dollar. Since the award's been done away, they've cut me leave and cut me pay. Now the family and me must live in squalor.
And we used to know as the land of the fair go, all gone to make the boss an extra dollar. But now in union we will fight till we've won back every right. Then we'll never need no more to live in squalor.
Oh, it's all for me job, me bloody, bloody job, not to make the boss an extra dollar. But now in union we will fight till we've won back every right. Then we'll never need no more to live in squalor.
Another parody. We had an earlier parody presented by Alan Musgrove. That one composed and sung by Peter Hicks, or composed by Peter and his partner Jeff Francis, I think. Next on Come All Ye, we'll go to an album, another one from Canada. Actually, this one is The Undertaken Daddies. We'll hear November and Big Sciota. Canadian group, The Undertaken Daddies, two tunes, November and Big Sayora, from their album Devil in the Rear View. This is McKeown and I.
We built sand castles, McKeown and I. A summer holiday, a cloudless sky. There were turrets, towers and battlements, a world away from our tenements, the rats and filth and pawn shop rents, and no green place to play. There were flags that fluttered high and bright, a moat and drawbridge for white knights. We gazed at them with child's delight, till the tide washed them away. We're men of straw, we're men of sand. Our castles crumbled, never meant to stand. We're two born losers, sure to fail ere we've begun. We're snowmen built for melting in the sun. We built a scarecrow, McKeown and I. One wild September day, a troubled sky. In the yard of the reformatory, we built him tall as he could be, stuffed with straw from chest to knee, a hat without a crown. Tall as the dads we'd never known, a priest's old coat about him thrown, a borstal king, but ours alone, till the east wind blew him down. We're men of straw, we're men of sand. Our castles crumbled, never meant to stand. We're two born losers, sure to fail ere we've begun. We're snowmen built for melting in. A snowman, McKeown and I. One dark December day, a bitter sky. In the prison yard where the convicts go, outside ourselves upon B Row, we built him of the purest snow, like two small boys at play. White as the judge that last year said, rot in the cell until you're dead. Black coals for eyes, we watched with dread, till the sun burned him away. We're men of straw, we're men of sand. Castles crumble, never meant to stand. We're two born losers, sure to fail ere we snowmen built for melting in the sun. Where snowmen built for melting in the sun.
An album called Three Way Street. Three generations of fine Irish musicians coming together on that one, quite a while ago now. Mick Maloney, Eugene O'Donnell and Seamus Egan. We heard the story of McKeown and I. Here's the Quartermaster from the featured album. Last track we'll hear from them. Them being Rachel Davis and Darren McMullen. Featured album is called Home. Self-published album. You can look them up. rachelanddarren.com and they'll tell you all about it. Cape Breton Island, Nova Scotia is where they live. Thank you.
shot the kangaroo on a dark Australian night. Lit up the bush with my power beams, held him there in my sights. I shot the kangaroo with my mates from the pool room bar. We load up the beer come Friday night, head up country where the big roos are. I shot the kangaroo high on the bows of my four-wheel bus. Bull bars, big lights, Confederate flag, nobody dares mess with us. I shot the kangaroo, we shot the cans as we drank the beer. Drank it all, took nothing home, you can always tell when we've been here. I shot the kangaroo, think I got the Joey too. I'm not the sentimental kind, a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. I shot the kangaroo, there's folks who don't care for what I do. Friends of the earth, animal rights, what the hell's this world coming to? I shot the kangaroo, the wife she just won't come along. Women can't take this kind of thing, she's best at home where she belongs. I shot the kangaroo, my son wants to come next time and see. He likes to fight, he wants a gun, there's gonna be another just like me. I shot the kangaroo, killed by a high velocity shot. Stood there frozen, my power beams, dumb animal or what? I shot the kangaroo.
Yes, that's not a parody, that's just Jerry Hallam being very cynical about a certain type of person, male usually, a not unknown type of male that he met during his time in Australia in the 70s. He writes, I suspect these days they are an endangered species. One hopes so, anyway. And that's it, folks, from the program today. We'll go out with a little bit of music from Belgium. A bit of a track by a group called Airboxes. Confluence is their album. We'll hear more from it in future programs. This is called Dernstein Castle. Till we meet again, look after yourselves. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. Been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.